This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from Florida. Hope you had a great weekend. It's going to be a very interesting week, my friends, looking at what the jury may decide by the end of the week, the fate of the former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin in the death of George Floyd. Will it be manslaughter? Will it be two more serious charges? And how much time will he do? All of that mixed into this. Of course, it's not in the sentencing phase, and it may not get to the sentencing phase. We'll see ultimately what the jurors decide. In the meantime, there's some breaking news. Former Vice President Walter Mondale, dead at the age of 93. He ran for president in 1984. The former senator, ambassador, and Minnesota attorney general had health problems, had dealt with heart surgery, and in the last couple years had really struggled. After he got out of his political life, he went back to the law and he went back to teaching as well. By all accounts, he was a well-liked person, even if he wasn't your cup of tea, meaning he wasn't conservative, he wasn't a Republican. There were a lot of Republicans who liked Fritz, and there were probably some that didn't like Fritz, but he was, again, described as a pretty jovial person. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, since I'm here in Florida, took the show on the road. I'm doing a speaking engagement too as well. The Governor DeSantis signed the anti-riot bill into law. This bill basically says you're going to jail. Civil rights groups contend that Florida's combating public disorder law violates First Amendment rights to free speech and targets black communities, but now this is something that's on the books. Detractors say the law violates the right to be able to protest, and this all stems from last summer following the death of George Floyd while in police custody in Minneapolis. So among many things, the combating public disorder law allows the state to circumvent local authorities and punish municipalities that attempt to reduce or eliminate funding for law enforcement. It revises the prohibition on obstructing traffic by standing on the street. It prohibits protesters from using or threatening to use imminent force against another person. It requires a person arrested for rioting to be held in custody until their first appearance in court, and prohibits defacing, injuring, or damaging a memorial, historic property, including flags. It's the strongest anti-rioting, pro-law enforcement piece of legislation in the country. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, says there's nothing even close. He said that at a Monday morning press conference to start the week in the Sunshine State before signing the bill. He said, if you riot, if you loot, if you harm others, particularly if you harm a law enforcement officer during one of these violent assemblies, you're going to jail. And he was particularly critical of calls to defund or unfund or reduce funding for law enforcement agencies. So that was one of the biggest things coming out of Florida. The thing that we all have in common and the thing that we're all watching is what's going on, like I said at the top, I mentioned anyway, is the Derek Chauvin situation. That this is something that is being discussed in classrooms, it's being discussed in neighborhoods, it's being discussed all over the country, not just Minneapolis, and the verdict is going to be one that's going to have repercussions in a lot of different ways from a legal standpoint, the precedents it could set, if any, and which I think it will, and also the reaction to people from this too as well. So once the jury has made its mind collectively up and there is a decision or no decision or whatever it might be, that is a thing that will be, I think, analyzed, will be continued to be looked at and analyzed even more. COVID-19 cases, by the way, fell 25% and no masks required at the Oscars. Coming up later this week, we're going to have a conversation with Lash Ferry, who is the gift guru, swag bag guy. Amazing conversation with him about the things that they put in these swag bags, and he's been doing it for 18 years, and they, officially too, they do the his company, they do the Grammys, so he's got some interesting things to say. California reported 25 fewer COVID-19 cases. The virus spread is a lot smaller than we've talked about in the past. Obviously, it ranked ninth among states in the share of people receiving at least one COVID-19 vaccines. 43.2% of its residents had at least been partially vaccinated, so one shot. The national rate, by the way, is almost 40%, almost just a little bit shy of it. It's when you look at these Johns Hopkins numbers, and one of the things that is now something to look for is the fact that what's being released and they're telling people is some of the things you don't want to do. You do want to take a photo of the front and back of your card as a backup, but you don't want to laminate your card. At some point, you need a vaccine booster, and that'll be added. And it's got to protect your card with a clear plastic sleeve like a badge ID holder. Also, don't post an up-close photo of your card on social media. Why? It contains your personal information. And there are plenty of people trying to create fake cards. So a fake vaccine having your name on it, a card, you don't want that, my friends. Yeah. And it's such an easy way for someone to have more deets on you. Let's put it that way. And so I would say, why go there? Don't go there. Posting, I got the second vaccine or I got the vaccine, I think is fine. But posting the card is risky. It's risky at best, right? So why do it? Coming up this hour, by the way, I'm going to give you the menu. Dr. Kurt Graham is going to join us, and what he has to say is chilling, let's put it that way. Patricia Blanks, that's her nom de plume, but Patricia Davis, aka Blanks, a great conversation with her, and also Maria Darnell stops by at the tail end of the hour, so more reasons to hang by with these ever popular author corners that we're doing, where we're talking to people just like you and me that are getting it done and coming up with story ideas and real biographies and everything else in between in the world of books. But again, I want to make sure that I reiterate the big story certainly is former Vice President Walter Mondale dead at the age of 93. Take that away from day 15 of the Derek Chauvin trial, and now it's all about the jury and what they decide. Stay with us.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Wounded Physician Project, and we have in our virtual green room, as I like to call it, Dr. Kurt Graham. We had a great off-air conversation, so I am excited to welcome him to the program and have all of you get to know him a bit. Dr. Graham, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you very much for taking on my career effort.
Absolutely, and that's what we talked about. Let's explain to everybody the Wounded Physician Project and what it's about.
Well, it's a long story that goes on for the last century, but basically within the United States, doctors are having a terrible problem, as we all know. And what was happening to me about 20 years ago or more is now happening to most doctors in the United States today and probably around the world. But it's a factor that has to do with compromising of the effectiveness of their medical careers throughout the whole medical industry. And it includes healthcare of everyone at the same time. But it basically is the fact that medicine is a business, medical practice is a business. And when you fail to realize that a business requires certain structures and policies and credibility to succeed successfully and be monetarily productive. And so with that in mind, most of the careers of physicians today are being abused because they have no significant education, maybe no academic education, in how to run a business successfully. And as a consequence of that, huge things are happening in the medical profession, and it affects healthcare in general directly. And that is that doctors are losing their medical practices by the hundreds in the United States. And of course, it's now all being substituted by not having an essential replacement of their position in their careers. It's been compensated for in medical schools who refuse to offer or provide a business education for medical students so that when they get out of medical school and into practice, they are unable to survive substantially in their medical practice. It leads to their disappointment with their expectations for their medical careers. And even more so, it involves a great burnout factor that's waving through our medical profession and requires medical schools now to show the signs of that effect. And the signs of that are that half of medical school classes are now female, which is not a bad thing, and the other half is composed of foreign students who just are waiting for an open spot in our medical schools and then go back home to practice. So consequently, we're decreasing the number of doctors at the same time because the females that practice today are excellent, but about 50% of them practice part-time, which decreases the availability of physicians. And so the physicians that exist today have to work twice as hard, twice as fast, and try to accomplish the same amount of effort in order to supply enough income for them to survive in any middle-class fashion. And so those are kind of my strong points about
wow.
it, but it gets much deeper than that.
Yes, your book is totally thorough, and it is scary to read because you realize this is really a crisis. And again, the book, you can get it on Amazon, The Wounded Physician Project, The War Against Physician Attrition. And I know a lot of people listening probably have been affected by this when you have this family doctor that you love, and they go out of business because, as you said, it's not run like a business. And then when you have these doctors that, as you said, they're in these positions where they're running around, they have too many patients that they have to see at one time just to make a living. I mean, it is a broken system. So what is the answer to this? What needs to happen, I would assume, with education so that the system changes and it starts to change?
Well, there are only one or two possibilities that I've come up with, and I certainly don't know all of them, because I haven't thought about all of them, but two that magnify the whole system. Number one is that doctors won't go back and learn about business anytime once they get in practice. So it makes the fact that it all has to start in medical school, and that medical schools are easily able, if they know how to do it right, to teach a complete academic business and marketing education while students are in medical schools. And then when they get out, they're ready to combat the world. And they can earn as much money as they want whenever they want to. And they don't realize that. And they don't realize it because medical schools don't set them up on the first year of medical school and say, hey, doctors, you know, we hope you have a financial education. And this is why it's important, and these are the aspects of what will affect your success in your medical career. And if you don't have a business education, this is what's going to happen to you. And it's never told to medical students in this country. I have never talked to a physician in my research who has ever had anybody, any medical school, tell them about the advantages and disadvantages of a business education as it applies to their medical careers. No one has told them. So they're running around ignorant. So they get through medical school, get out and practice, say, gee, I've been out here 5 years, and I noticed my income was going down. I wonder why. If you ask a physician why he thinks it's going down, they have no idea.
Yeah.
Because they're not business educated.
And that was the difference with you. I mean, you're an MD, and it's rare because, as you've said, and this is your life's work, that you've got, you have the medical practice business and marketing knowledge, and you're trying to pass that on to others, right?
Yes, I sure am.
Yeah. And you do that. It would be a better place. You publish a newsletter, and you've written 4 other books. What do you hope the takeaway is, Doc, for people who read the book?
Well, it's an awareness, and it's a way of understanding why things are happening in medicine today that are happening. For example, why is it so hard to get American males to go into and apply for medical school out of college because they become well aware that they can't do much financially in medicine, that it's a losing game with the government control of all the fees and everything. Mm-hmm. So they've just given up. They've gone to other careers.
Yeah.
And the patients wonder why. How come the doctor only spends 5 minutes with me when they used to spend 15 minutes with me? You know, and they're pushing me out the door before I have all my questions answered. Why is that? Because they're in a hurry. They got to see 60 patients today instead of 30.
Yeah, it's just absolutely.
Yes, people don't understand why that happens in an office, and nobody tells them about it.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. So you have lots of information out there. MarketingMedicalPractice.com, people can go there, right?
Yeah, MarketingAMedicalPractice.com, yes.
MarketingAMedicalPractice.com. And, of course, to get the book, it's on Amazon.com, The Wounded Physicians Project, The War Against Physician Attrition. Boy, it is scary, scary, but it's good stuff. And keep fighting the good fight, Doc. Dr. Curtis Graham, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much. You are my hero. I just want you to know that.
It's been 7 hours and 15
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Now that the jury has the case in the Derek Chauvin trial, several cities are preparing for possible unrest after a verdict is reached. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz requested additional law enforcement assistance from other states. In a statement, Walz said that he had requested the help from Ohio and Nebraska to support efforts to preserve the First Amendment right of peaceful protests while protecting public safety. Both he and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey have appealed for calm and said that violence wouldn't be tolerated. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Monday that the White House has been in touch with Minnesota authorities and that the president is expected to deliver remarks to the country after a verdict is delivered. And the State Department says it will change its travel warnings regarding COVID-19, which will see up to 80% of countries worldwide placed in the Do Not Travel category. The State Department says that the expanded warnings represent a realignment with the CDC's assessments for travel guidelines. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden held his second meeting with a bipartisan group of lawmakers Monday, trying to sell his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. During that meeting, the president said that he's prepared to compromise on that bill. Republicans have said that they could support a plan that focuses on core infrastructure at about a third of the cost of the president's proposal. But Senator John Hickenlooper says that point of view is too narrow. The Colorado Democrat tells MSNBC that a broader definition of infrastructure is needed to address all of the country's issues.
I personally have always said that it's not just physical, it's the organizational elements that allow us to have a growing economy and hopefully one that is more equitable. And that's a big part of what this country needs right now is we spent several generations building up our infrastructure, and now it's deteriorated so that we are no longer the leader in the world. We've got to rebuild it, but we don't have three generations to do it. We've got to do it now.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This time around on Author's Corner, Patricia Davis joins us. She's written a book called Sovereign Commitment. Patricia, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
Let's talk about, we're going to talk about how you wrote 10 books like in 6 months, which is just, it just flew out of you and you were inspired. There's no question about it. But tell me about the road to sovereign confinement. What made you write this book?
Well, it started out as a message in my spirit, and I just kept working on it. But then when I was diagnosed with cancer and I was going through that, and it lasted a long time. You know, most of the time when people get cancer, you know, they go through their treatment, they have their surgery, and everything is fine. But it didn't happen that way for me. So I needed help from God, and as I began to pray, he told me to read about the life of Joseph. And I did, and I didn't get it like the first three times around. I'm a little slow sometimes. But the fourth time around, I got it because Joseph went through a whole lot for a long period of time. But he maintained his integrity, he maintained his faith, his character. And I really admired that about him. I admired how he turned a bad situation to a positive one for him and his life. And then in the end, it led him to an awesome place. I mean, there was nobody greater in the kingdom than him except for the king. And for me, it helped me make it through the most challenging time of my life. Because when you're diagnosed with cancer, when you hear those words, it's like your whole world turns upside down. And like I say in my book, your life goes from good to bad, from bad to worse, and from worse to you just don't know. And that's when you have to have something to hold on to. And I held on to the word of God, and he brought me through it.
Yeah, so that journey is, I like how you describe that, Patricia, that it goes from bad to worse, and then what happens, and you just don't know. And you and I had a conversation off the air when you were talking about in the African-American community that a lot of times people don't want to go to the doctors, and I think this is widespread, by the way, too, and lots of people don't want to do that. They don't want to know. It's like we bury our head in the sand because we're afraid, right?
Right, exactly. And, I mean, it hit close to home for me because one of my sisters found a lump in her breast, and she refused to go to the doctor. And, I mean, I know the seriousness of it because of what I've been through. And I told her, if you don't go to the doctor, I'm going to catch your airplane home and get me a switch and come switch you to the doctor. And she finally went to the doctor. But, you know, it's not good to hide your head in the sand. Some things we have to face head on and know that we can make it through. And the reason we know is because we have a hope. And I firmly believe that God doesn't bring anything into our life that he's not going to bring us out of. And when you have that kind of hope, you can make it through anything. You can make it through the upside down world. You can make it out of the darkness, because even in the cancer, I went to a dark place where it was like I didn't even get out of bed. And one day I got up and brushed my teeth, and I thought that was like, wow, I actually got up. So that's a dark place to be in, but God can bring you out of there too. So it's always hope.
I like that. There's always hope. And by the way, we want to make sure people know to look you up by your nom de plume, Patricia Blanks, Sovereign Confinement. That's where you'll find the book on Amazon. So you, as you went along, as you were saying, if it took you time and you had to read Joseph over and over again, that's what you did. So that's what helped you get through it, because you weren't just glossing through. You were really trying to dig deep, right?
Yes, I was. Yes. I had to make it out. Some things, when they grab hold to you, especially cancer, diabetes, things like that, they change your life forever. So it's not that you need something for a moment. You need that something for the rest of your life that you can always hold on to.
Yeah. And go ahead, and you're right, something that you can hold on to for the rest of your life, and you found that out.
Yes, yes. When we have that connection with the Lord, and you can walk through anything knowing that he's got you, no matter how bad it is. And I mean, for me, it was like I got diagnosed, I had a few surgeries, went back, and they found more cancer. Did what I had to do for that. I mean, I went back like 4 times, and each time they found something. Mm. And I mean, that can throw you into a very, very dark place.
Yeah.
But that wasn't where I wanted to be. I didn't want to live there. I didn't want to visit there. So I had to find a way in God to get out. And it was through the life of Joseph. I mean, he went from being the favorite son of his father to being a slave. So it can't get too much worse than that.
Yeah, boy, that's true. And we're speaking with Patricia Blanks, and she's an elder, by the way, at Abundant Life Kingdom Ministries. What's interesting is, I mean, you have lots of degrees from the Florida Theological Seminary, and you've written now 17 books. Sovereign Confinement, which we're talking about, is the first one that was published. You've traveled all over the place, Europe, Mexico. We talked about Barbados. And do you feel like people are searching to find something? They're searching for the word and trying to understand it?
I really do, especially now in this time with the pandemic having a hold on the whole world. You know, because that is a very rare thing. Even out throughout history, pandemics hit, but they didn't hit the whole world. So now people are looking towards God for answers in how to survive, how to make it day by day, you know, even how to make it moment by moment. And he does have the answers for it.
Yeah. How did you, I mentioned this at the top, that it was like 6 months and you wrote 10 books just poured out of you. What was that about? Did you just know, I have all these things I need to say, I need to get it out?
Well, you know, I was a Bible scholar. I went to Bible college. Yeah. And our church began to set up and develop a Bible school of its own. And to be accredited, we needed certain books. And we just didn't have those books. So my pastor called me in and he said, I know you can do this. And I mean, my heart was like beating out of my chest because I wasn't sure I could do it. But as I began to do it, and we had a certain period of time to get it done so we could become accredited, and the Lord blessed and I got them all done. I mean, I surprised myself, and I think I amazed myself too during that time. Because I didn't know I had that much to say, and I didn't know how much of the word was really in me.
But you found out.
Yes, I did. I did.
Which is a good thing, and you shared that, which is tremendous. What do you hope people take out of reading Sovereign Confinement?
My prayer that they take away, the main thing, there's always hope in God. The second thing, don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. No matter how bad your circumstance gets, no matter how dire it gets, don't give up. And when people know about your situation, and like I had shared with you before, when people found out I had cancer, they look at you a certain way. Mm. And I told God, I don't want to ever see that look again. And when it came around again, I told the person, take that look off your face because it's nothing poor about me. It's nothing sad about me. I am blessed. I mean, I have a husband that I've been married to for 52 years this year. I have two sons that are just awesome. I have grandchildren that are just amazing. I have great grandchildren that are beautiful and energetic. I have nothing to be sad about. Take away from this book that no matter how bad life gets, even if it gives you a lemon, take that lemon, get you some water, and make you some lemonade. In other words, look for the good in the worst of the situation.
I like that about lemons. I'm going to always look at lemons and think of you, Patricia, now. That's just a great saying. You're absolutely right. And you did it. And as you said, it wasn't, you went back again and again and again, and you fought through and you were strong and you had, the word to lean on in Joseph's story. And wow, just, it's been a pleasure to meet you and spend time with you. And this is a powerful book, Sovereign Confinement. Patricia Blanks, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary.
It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, I am very pleased to introduce you to an interesting woman named Maria Donnell. She has written a book, or pulled together a book of poems, very special poems, in a book called Tartan Love. Maria, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you, Kate, for inviting me to the show. I'm very excited about talking to so many people from so far away.
And that's what we love about this segment, and we love having people like you on. So, first of all, tell everybody where you are. You're in Brisbane, right?
Yes, I'm in Brisbane, Australia. It's the capital of Queensland, a very sunny Queensland, yes.
And there is interesting stories about you and Australia, and that's also in your book. It's part of your book. Your book is you. It's what's happened in your life. It's moments in your life that I think lots of people can relate to, the poetry that you've written, whether it's about your son or it's about friends or it's about some kind of struggle. What made you decide to publish?
What made me decide to publish? I published these poems actually 10 years ago when I was on the Isle of Man. Why I came to an Isle of Man, maybe I just tell you later. You know, it was just, I just landed on the Isle of Man unexpectedly for me, actually, because I wanted to compromise the lifestyle of my whole family. What happened in my life? You know, actually, I need to tell you at the beginning what happened because it wouldn't make sense otherwise. After very careful planning, this, you know, 15 years ago maybe, which took us years of my life and really a lot of money, I immigrated to Australia with my little family. But then I needed to come back to Europe, trying to figure out what to do with my son, who didn't want to bloom upside down. It didn't work for him. Then I landed on a small English rock. I just got a job in England, which I didn't know it even exists. For a while, I tried to compromise the life size of the whole family, but compromising didn't work either. Instead, my life started to be even more complicated when I realized that I like Isle of Man and its people even more than I should have. But my husband at the time liked Australia more. And it was clear enough that my son will stay in Europe regardless of what his parents say. I went back to Australia with my husband, but promised myself and the island to come back as soon as possible. Where some methods regarding my professional future in Australia go otherwise? Would a sliding door, like I call it, have opened 1 second earlier for me? I would have stayed at, you know, in Australia then already and never come back. But my poems would never have been published. But nothing worked like it should, and only after a few months I was back on the Isle of Man. Every woman entitled to do like I please, I thought at the time. You know, I was very, very surprised with myself that I did it at all. And I published these poems 10 years ago, being on the Isle of Man. And then it was definitely, I think, an act of courage. I felt so brave at the time and was so very proud of myself because the turbulence in my life actually taught me that it doesn't make any sense to be afraid of a lot of things, like being judged, laughed at, misunderstood, mocked, hurt. And it doesn't even make sense to be afraid of dying in a possible accident or because of any disaster or illness. Because what are we afraid of? Mostly of things which have not happened yet.
Yeah.
So what if I just trust the roller coaster road of my life and enjoy the ride? And I think when you abandon fear, you will find courage to self-realizing. So, and even publish poems written not in your mother tongue, because English is not my mother tongue. So that's how it happened. I published a book, but at that time I treated it like my baby, which belonged to me only, and didn't need to be shown to the world. But you know, I talked to you about this, you know, 10 years later, just all of a sudden, someone in America read it and found my poems interesting. And someone else helped me to realize that once published, my poems belong actually to everybody, not just to me. And they deserve being shown to those who may enjoy them or benefit from reading them. So I republished them with the help of a book trade agency. So especially for you, and decided to present them in Kate Show America Tonight.
And here we are. We're in the show. So I want you to do, can you recite one of the poems for us? How about Come Back to Your Sweet Life?
Yes, I can maybe do this. Yes.
Yeah, let's hear it. I want everybody to be able to hear that. That's a beautiful poem, and it's one of your favorites.
It is, actually, yes. So, come back to your sweet love. Come down with boots cords to your sweet love. Return from the curtain of smoke. With a gentle smile, extract from a song the sweetest of its soft tones. Arouse, design new wedding robe. Commence a few walk candelabras. Make the whole chamber glow. Then you'll be ready to waft up onto shadowy stream of light gray, reverie's lute charm for your loved one to raise for her memory's veil. Thank you.
I love it. It's, and again, you know, it's, there's something about writing poetry, and I think it touches the soul, and that you had moments in your life where you're for sure that your soul was touched and you put them down for a reason.
Yes.
What do you want people to take away from reading your poetry collected together in tartan love?
Yeah, I think that, you know, just this book I publish will bring you just joy and maybe give you courage as well, just to accept all the life twists which may happen, because it might be the purpose of this exercise, however hidden for you yet. Love and life themselves are miracle enough to endure many of life's surprises, which we should treat as steps to emotional, mental, or spiritual development rather than like disasters. They are not, you know, at that time I was reading these poems, I felt a little bit, you know, like, you know, everything is in chaos. My life is in chaos. I don't know what I would do, actually. You know, what is right, what is wrong. But after these 10 years, I realized they were not disasters. They were just like tasks probably to solve for me. And then after these 10 years after, I just feel different. I am different. I changed, but I'm happier. I'm calmer. I just needed probably to go through this. And you know what I want? Maybe I want, it would be, I would be very happy if one day at dusk you will be just sitting in an armchair on your veranda with a glass of wine or a cup of tea. And you are going to enjoy these drops of ink I have published for you. That would be my dream. And, you know, I know that some of my friends, they enjoy them actually just to a glass of wine. And, you know, maybe if you recognize as well, there is a purpose of why things happen in your life. And you won't be afraid of you going through this all. And you just observe it and try to solve the problems. You might be happier at some point, even if it seems at that moment that you're going through a disaster. That's what I wanted to tell you as well.
I love it. The drops of ink. And you could be sitting there with a cup of tea, you could be sitting there with wine, whatever yeah. you're doing, you could be sunset or sunrise, and that's, yeah. I think, the perfect time to read this book. And again, it's A Tartan Love, Maria Donnell. Thank you for sharing with us and sharing your work with the world. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Kate, and thank you for listening to the story of my poems, and good night, America.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.